bullet points for today. Donald Trump getting ready for a speech before a joint session of Congress, but that's not what's making headlines. Headlines are bathrooms again. That's back in the headlines. Gang recruiting of kids at schools, that's in the headlines. Border battle with Paul Ryan and the Republicans, that's in the headlines. We'll talk about all of it, but CNN also in the crosshair, possibly from James O'Keefe. He has what he says is undercover video for the last several months of CNN newsrooms and people talking freely about politics and their thoughts and the way they approach the news. Uh-oh. Could be bigger than WikiLeaks. Could be trouble at CNN. Could show the clear bias of the network. What do you think? We'll find out. But what you're going to need to do is get ready, get dressed, get a pencil, and sit down because this is The Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and we need to get something cleared up right off the top today. First of all, glad to be back. Gone for a couple of days, had some things that we had to get in. Oh, this is important. I've been selected to be one of the Skype correspondents for the White House press briefing beginning today. So I'll be one of those guys on one of the screens behind Sean Spicer. I'll be one of the creepy guys behind there, you know, waiting to ask a question. Whether or not I get a question, I don't know. But, hey, if you'd like to give me some input on a question that I can ask, here's what you need to do. First of all, call everybody you know. Just go to Facebook, click like. We're going to put on there, should be up here momentarily. What would you like me to ask of Sean Spicer? Click like, put your question there. Keep it simple. I don't need paragraphs. I need a question. You know, you don't get all the time in the world. I'm going to see if I can come up with something that's either relative and timely that nobody else has talked about, or possibly something that reflects and respects the Midwest here, the Rust Belt, Michigan, and our surrounding states here in the upper Midwest. So that's going to happen, I think, at 2 o'clock today. The Sean Spicer press briefing. I'll be there via Skype. Very exciting. I'll sit there for, 2.5 hours and maybe get to ask a 30-second question. We'll see how that works. But I look forward to it. And flattered, actually, that they called us last week and offered us the seat. So things are working well. Our contacts are working well. Now, speaking of the networks, James O'Keefe says he's about to smoke CNN. James O'Keefe, he's a guy, he's gotten around, gotten all sorts of videos of, like, congressmen saying things that they shouldn't, thinking that they're just talking to somebody at a party and so on and so forth. You've heard his name. Well, apparently he's had cameras, lots of cameras, for his Project Veritas inside CNN newsrooms. At least he didn't say CNN yet, but it's been heavily implied it's CNN. Apparently, been going on for a long time. He's going to start releasing clips of those videos, apparently as early as today, of what goes on behind the scenes, what is said, what is talked about, what's the conversation with correspondents from this alleged news network when there's, nobody looking. And I bring this to your attention is another news network, MSNBC, is in the middle of a little firestorm itself. Mika Brzezinski yesterday said that it's, when the president tries to control the message, that's not his job. It's their job to tell you what to think, says Mika Brzezinski of Morning Joe. In fact, hear it for yourself. It's clip 13. Go.
That's exactly what I hear. What Yamiche just said is what I hear from all the Trump supporters that I talk to who were Trump voters and are still Trump supporters, they go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing, what are you so surprised about? He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Excuse me?
That is our job to control what people think? Clearly, Mika, you haven't been listening to this program because clearly that is my job to control exactly what people think. I mean, seriously. How do people, maybe you can trim that down to the last 10 seconds so we can have it coming around. So, because I want to repeat that part without hearing the whole thing. But, you know, the president is out there trying to tell people what to think. And darn it, we're supposed to be telling people what to think. That might be part of the problem with the newsrooms of America, that they think that they should be the ones explaining to you what you need to be thinking. And again, clearly she doesn't understand that that's my job. So, Mika, you work your own side of the street, sister, all right? Because that's my deal. I'm here to tell people what to think. I'm joking, of course. The hotline number here, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. We got a lot of catching up to do this week because I haven't been in school here for 3 days. The Trump administration yesterday revoking federal guidelines issued by former President Barack Obama that allowed public school students to use restrooms and other facilities corresponding to their gender identity. A document submitted to the Supreme Court by the Solicitor General's office said that the Obama-era directive issued this past May did not, quote, undergo any formal public process, unquote, or explain how the directive was consistent with the express language of Title IX, which is what we've talked about here on this program. Title IX to protect girls and women so that they have equal opportunities and equal protection under the law. It's the federal law outlawing sexual discrimination in education and activities. This is an issue best solved at the state and local level, said Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Schools, communities, and families can find, and in many cases have found, solutions that protect all students. You see that part? Protect all students. Congress, state legislatures, and local governments are in a position to adopt appropriate policies or laws addressing this issue, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in a statement. The Department of Justice remains committed to the proper interpretation and enforcement of Title IX and to its protections for all students, including LGBTQ students, from discrimination, bullying, and harassment. That comes from Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, and from Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education. Sounds like their first concern is making sure that the children are protected, but following Title IX, which is critical. Despite what you may think, I find it hard to believe that anybody thought Title IX meant that a boy that thought he was a girl should be able to play basketball on the girls' basketball team. I don't think that's what Title IX was about or intended for. And if something else was intended, then Congress should change that. But until Congress changes that, it should stay exactly the way it is to protect the rights of girls and women in activities and, in all phases of life, quite frankly. All right, it's 14 after the hotline number. We're just getting warmed up, my friends. The hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. It is Thursday here on the program. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.